are you doing?
Shut up, little man.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
Nobody asked you to say anything.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up!
Shut up, little man. I got a decent dinner ready.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Nothing happened with the dinner because you crucified it. You ruined it.
I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
God damn you.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Shut up, little man.
I want to fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
I really don't want to hurt you now.
What the fuck is it with you?
Then shut your fucking mouth.
No! Don't shut me up.
I smell like a human being. You smell like a fucking dog. You are a dog.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done.
I took a bath today. You ain't took a bath in 3 days. You're a stinking fucking piece of shit.
Fucking ass.
Oh my god!
Gorgals! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark said it!
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow.
Laffy taffy, bitch.
People got me out here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken taffy zini.
What is the monkey house?
Hey, freaks, why do you listen to this show? It's so annoying. I got a great show for your Friday. This right here is Distorted View Daily, for those of you who don't know. Listen, assholes, this is, you guys are, I hate my listeners. They're so mean. Like, I'm trying to do new, exciting things with the show. Video, for instance. And then people start emailing in. If you spent a fraction of your fucking time working on those crappy video intros as you do on the show notes. First of all, who the fuck cares about show notes? Second of all, just download the goddamn show and listen for yourself, right? Show notes are stupid. Second of all, I'm assuming this guy is referring to the fact that on the Sideshow site, the show notes are a little fucked up because I finally upgraded WordPress and I'm messing around with some stuff. So, yeah, it's a little messed up. But this was done way after this old video shit. So shut up your ass. Just keep it to yourself. That's it. No more videos. That's it. I'm going to write a fucking book for the show notes. I'm going to transcribe every last word that I say on the show. How's that for a comprehensive show notes for you? How about that? You can read a goddamn, book instead of watching fun stuff. Ruining the fun for everyone else. There you go. Now, listen, I do have a great show for you. I'm kind of pissed off at everyone today because I was just made aware of a fetish website that I feel should have been brought to my attention years ago. I can't believe you guys haven't told me about this. The website is for lovers of veiny women. That's right. Admirers of disgusting, throbbing veins on ladies, rejoice. We have found your website, veinywomen.com, the internet's home for the most beautiful women with strongly pronounced veins in the world. According to their website here, veinywomen.com wishes all fans of women with prominent veins a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. In 2012, you will continue to find lots of new and exciting, heavily veined women here at veinywomen.com. That's our personal promise to you. Ting. What's great is there's a whole, this is a pay website, unfortunately, but there are some great preview images. And there's even an advertisement here. Models wanted. Veinywomen.com is looking for new photo models, regardless of whether you are slim, a bodybuilder, or do sports. If you have a multitude of prominent veins on the upper arms and forearms, or on the legs and feet, let yourself be photographed. We offer a high honorarium in a safe, neutral environment close to home. All right, so what I love about this website, and let me bring this up here on the camera in case I do eventually post this, which I probably probably won't because you guys don't deserve video anymore. There's a guest book, which I haven't seen since the GeoCities era. So, yeah, people leave comments talking about, oh, yeah, I want to see more veins. As a matter of fact, Joni writes in, yeah, more neck veins, please. I guess they take requests and stuff. I don't think this is a member site. I think you actually just purchase photo collections or something. The next update is coming up. In Gallery Veiny 6, we are once again pleased to introduce a series of new models. This preview presents over 20 women, including numerous new faces. There is certainly something for everyone here. Muscle women, new bone thin veiny women, they're called anorexics. Sonia, finally totally in the nude, another new model. The incredibly veintastic Veronica, and of course some new brutally fat and bulging jugular veins. And all of it in high resolution photographs, coming soon on Veiny. Veinywomen.com. I'm sorry, it's veinywoman.com, so check that out. All right, moving on now. I was a bit late to the party in learning about Norway's butter shortage. It's a butter crisis, really, over there. At first I was very concerned and I felt sad for the people of Norway. But then I read somewhere that the whole butter shortage was because of a diet, like some sort of diet fad that's sweeping across Norway is high in butter. And sounds like a fantastic awful diet. It doesn't seem to work at all. So there's some diet that requires a lot of butter, and that's what's producing the butter shortage, if I understand this correctly. I do have someone here who wants to talk about the butter shortage. This thing is very shiny and very gay in a Norwegian type of way. Take a listen.
Some of you may know that we have a butter crisis in Norway right now, which basically means that we can't get any butter from the store. But I have noticed that some of your comedians
in
USA are making fun.
There's definitely not a lip gloss shortage over there in Norway.
Products.
He's definitely related to the Leave Britney Alone guy. A distant foreign cousin.
I want to ask you this. What if it was you that didn't have any butter? What if I...
I'd use margarine.
Came home
margarine.
To you and took your butter from your fridge. Appreciate it. The refrigerator, and took your butter away from you.
Look, no one's taking your butter away, you crazy queen.
On any other day. Yes, and let's not shove it under the mat. We all know that American people are pretty overweight.
That's true.
How would you feel? What about your sweet potatoes?
Leave
and your
my butter alone!
Sour cream and your stocking then.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
Well, it looks like butter.
This is a traditional box of Norwegian butter. Let's look inside.
Oh, it's almost empty.
Hardly empty. Well, do you know what's approaching?
Empty.
Christmas is approaching.
Spit it out.
How do you think we feel? Do you know what the national Christmas cake in Norway is?
Butter cookies.
It's something called lusekatte. Pussycats in English. Do you know what the main ingredients in the in lusekatte is? Butter. Do you think this is enough for all the
Christmas? What the hell do you want us to do? Airdrop you some butter? For Christ's sake, shut up. Good grief with the butter. Enough. It's a very sad time over there in Norway. Hey, speaking of Christmas, we're a little bit late, but here is a Muslim wish for us all. Take a listen here. Yes, go right ahead.
No. We discussed this before, Achie. In the lecture, Can I Celebrate This?, which the sister mentioned, I dealt with all these issues. You cannot say Merry Christmas, not even if an alien came and he told you, you cannot even say to him.
If an alien came, would we really still say Merry Christmas? Because that would throw all of what we believe to be true regarding religion out of whack, right? I mean, there's aliens. Where does Jesus fit into that shit?
He's just an alien. I'm never going to see him again. He's not going to tell anyone. No Merry Christmas. Not from a Muslim, not from a non-Muslim. It's not part of our deen, period. It's the concept that God was born on the 25th of December. That's as shirk and kufr as you can get. And you say Merry Christmas, saying congratulations on your false religion, congratulations on your false understanding of life.
I never thought of it like that.
But you are congratulating...
Jesus is an asshole.
...them on the most evil of shirk and kufr. And as Ibn Qayyim said, this is worse than fornication and drinking alcohol and killing someone.
So, wait.
Because saying, you're approving...
Telling someone Merry Christmas is worse than fornication.
...of the biggest crime ever committed by the children of Adam, shirk. And you're saying to someone, no problem, Merry Christmas to you. That's what you're saying. So that, and he said he's more knowledgeable than you. MashaAllah, tabarakallah.
Daka baka,
we discussed this before, Aki, in the lecture, can
flock
I celebrate
seagulls.
This? Which the sister mentioned.
All right, enough. Shut
I dealt with all these issues.
Good grief. And what else do we have here today? I think there's one more clip I wanted to share with you. Yes, this is a very post-Christmas themed DV. This is just a guy trying to get into Walmart before they close on Christmas Eve. Apparently, Walmart closes at 8. This guy rolls in at around 7:30 or 7:45.
Can I come in?
Wow.
It's 7:40. I can't come in. So you're telling me you're closed, right?
I'm
posted hours at 8 o'clock, right? Posted hours at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Where does it say you gotta be in before 7:30?
Now, I can understand. Listen. All right. I can understand the people at Walmart, the workers there, want to go home and spend Christmas with their family, and they don't want to be stuck in the goddamn store any later than they, you know, need to be there. And you know, if some jackass rolls in at 7:55, he's gonna take his time, you know, looking for whatever. So I can understand these people saying, look, you came here too late. But if the store is open until 8... They really, you can't not let these people in, right?
You show me that, and then we won't have a problem.
Where does it say we have to be in here before 7:30?
You guys have to understand, this is the one thing.
Where does it say you have to be in here before 7:30?
It doesn't.
It doesn't state anywhere that, you know, if you need, you know, we're going to close at 8, but that means you need to be in the store by 7:30 to do your shopping.
Yeah. So at 8 o'clock, you guys come walking in.
It doesn't matter. That's on you guys. I'm here for 7:45.
We're here for one specific item.
I'm here for a specific item.
If you say you close at 8 o'clock, and you don't have customers...
I think the problem is the guy, I think he alludes to this a little bit later in the video, he called to make sure Walmart was open, and the woman said, yeah, we're open till 8, come on in! And then this happened. The guy, you know, stops him at the front door.
Past 7:40, there should be a sign out for that, don't you think? For people to come down here, guys...
I'm sorry.
Can you give us 5 minutes to just go in and get out?
No!
Who's your main manager?
Who made the decision?
You know what? I actually know who your boss is. So let me get his number, and then we'll see what happens on that, okay? Are you the manager?
I'm the assistant manager.
You're open till 8 o'clock. It doesn't say anywhere to be here by 7:30. We need a couple items before Christmas. It's 7:45. I've now been talking to you long enough that it would have taken me to get my gift.
That's true.
There's still 20 people in there. Does that make any sense? Or what is it? Did you not have enough Mexicans working for you? You got to pay white people more money or something?
Uh-oh.
What is the problem?
We don't hire Mexicans here.
I don't need you telling me that freaking you can't come here and shop here because I didn't get here by 7:30. It's not posted anywhere. You said you were closed at 8.
People will be out of the store by 8 o'clock.
Okay, so why can't I go in there? If I'm not out of here by 8, then kick me out.
I will be out of here by 8, too.
We let you in.
They should have, okay.
But sir,
what is all
about this?
If they wanted to leave by 8, the store should have just closed at 7:30. That way, you know, by 8 o'clock, everyone would have been out of there. Stupid. I hate Walmart. That was my very first job. I think I've told you guys this story. I was hired. I was supposed to work in the electronics section because I'm a big nerd, and instead they made me a fucking janitor, pretty much. I was doing, you know, picking up carts in the middle of the storming rain and then cleaning fucking toilets, like women's toilets. So disgusting. Woman's ass exploded in there. And they expected me to clean that up. Fucking tampon wrapper on the top of a pile of, you know, diarrhea shit. You know, craps sprayed all over the walls. No, sir. And the stall was locked was the best part. So I couldn't even press the door open to see. I had to crawl under the door, unlatch it, and then push the door open. And what do I see? It's someone's ass exploded all over the place. It was a disaster. And then I quit the very next day. I locked the door, slid back under, and I called it a night. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you'd like to support the program, I can't think of a better way than to sign up for Distorted Views Super Freak Sideshow at superfreaksideshow.com. It is our member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. I try to do video casts for you as well. Sign up right now and you'll catch yesterday's exclusive show that was posted just for Sideshow members, superfreaksideshow.com. Three very quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from California. Prosecutors say an elderly Southern California woman has been charged with felonies for trying to cut off her husband's penis with industrial scissors. Okay. The Palm Springs Desert Sun says 69-year-old Virginia Valdez was charged Wednesday with one count each of assault with a deadly weapon and inflicting corporal injury on a spouse. Now, I don't when you're 70 years old, your penis isn't being used anyway, right? Why cut it off? What was the purpose? She's free on a $100,000 bail pending arraignment on January 31st. Riverside County prosecutors say the woman's 62-year-old husband telephoned Palm Springs police on December 3rd to report the attack in the couple's home. He told officers that his wife used scissors to attack him. He was treated at the hospital and released. The motive for the attack, though, has not been disclosed. So they must have been in some huge fight. And, you know, she went right for the cock and balls. Henry, you son of a bitch, that package from Liberty Medical was for me. Those were my diabetes testing supplies. All right, second story we have for you today. I don't believe this story for a second. A 12-year-old boy was subjected to a volley of foul-mouth abuse by an iPhone in a supermarket. Yes, Siri went apeshit. Charlie LaQuazney or something was playing with the 4S at a Tesco in Coventry when he asked it, "How many people are there in the world?" The response, "Shut the fuck up, you ugly twat." Okay. His mother said the phone was a demo version and was low enough on the shelf for Charlie to have a go with it. He asked it a simple question and we couldn't believe the filth it came out with. I thought I must be hearing things, so we asked again, and the same four-letter stuff blared out. I asked for the manager, and after staff heard it, they agreed to unplug it. I couldn't see the funny side. Really? Are you sure you didn't look hard enough? Staff told her that someone had tampered with the phone's setup instructions, but still, how would that affect Siri? You know what I mean? Allow Siri to verbally abuse you? Is that an option in the settings? The device has been sent back to Apple for a diagnostics check. So there you are. And finally today, let's talk about a gay nativity scene. Claremont United Methodist Church has a Christmas tradition of unusual nativity displays intended to carry a social or political message. Despite some of the controversial topics, the scenes have never been vandalized or defaced. This year, though, suspects vandalized a nativity scene that included wooden light boxes with three couples holding hands. A man and a woman, okay, like God intended it. Two women, hot, and two men. Ooh, fags! Under a Star of Bethlehem and a sign that said Christ is born. Lady Gaga was one of the wise men, right, in that nativity scene. Church is really out there. Church officials came in before these Christmas morning service to find that someone had pushed over the two gay couples, hate crime, and left the heterosexual couple standing. The vandalism occurred sometime between 11 p.m. on Christmas Eve and 9 a.m. on Christmas Day. No suspects have been identified, though. The church has never shied away from controversial topics, including a scene of war in the Middle East, a mother and a baby in prison, and a depiction of the U.S./Mexico border fence. One year, the nativity depicted a homeless family. What a depressing fucking nativity scene. The scene prompted an impromptu outpouring of giving, with congregation members leaving donations of food, clothing, and money. Christ's birth in a stable had a lot to do with poverty and being marginalized, said Pastor Sharon Rhodes Wickett. A woman pastor? What sort of church is this? Gay couples watching the birth of Christ? Women pastors. It's insanity. What this church has tried to do through the scene to say, what would that look like today? In 1993, the church made a decision to be a reconciling congregation, welcoming gays and lesbians and the transgenders, or as I like to call them, trannies. Trannies get very upset when I call them trannies, by the way. I learned that by posting the first Distorted View video up on YouTube. Yeah, I'm in a fight with a tranny right now. This year's nativity display was intended to convey the message, Rhodes Wickett said. Ed Kanya, 60, an openly gay member of the church, called the act of vandalism disappointing, especially because Claremont is generally seen as a progressive college town. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is probably your last chance to speak to me in 2011. Very exciting.
This is Zach from Florida. I haven't called in forever, but hopefully you'll get this voice message before the Tuesday of January 10th.
Okay.
It's around my birthday, and I was hoping maybe you could read a critique success of Tuesday involving a man being strapped to a table, having a mouse use his dick as a stripper pole, and then inevitably flayed with a sword. That was either my first or my second episode of EZ.
I don't remember that story. It sounds great, though.
And it definitely got me to be a freak. So, Happy New Year, BS.
All right, thank you.
And Merry Christmas. This is Bobby Boris Pickett. I just wanted to thank you and your freak for playing my great Christmas tune, Monsters Holiday, by giving you a sneak peek at my newest Christmas classic,
okay,
which is a little bit more urban, called A Crazy Kwanzaa. One, okay, 2, 3, 4. Blackula was there, just dressed in his dashiki, when his soul sister Vampirella said, "Honey, let's get freaky. We've been oppressed for too long, and I've got a plan. Let's kidnap Santa and replace him with a black man. It was a crazy Kwanzaa. We need to unite. It was a crazy Kwanzaa. We've got some honkies to fight.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Crazy Kwanzaa.
I like where you're going with that, Mr. Pickett. Even though you're dead. I think he's dead, isn't it? The guy who did Monster Mash died.
God damn it, Swiffy James Henson. I had it all planned out. I moved into a new house, and my roommate has an assault rifle.
Sounds like you haven't really moved in. Like, there's no furniture. There's a big echo.
A .357 and a few other guns. He has a fowling piece. So I planned this Christmas Eve to fucking go and get Santa Claus fucked up on some Everclear, right?
Okay.
And then I was going to fucking tap his reindeer one by one with a fowling piece when they were taking off one of the assault rifle. Little fucker, I fell asleep. And when I woke up, Santa left and a cunt shit down my chimney. I hate this.
Okay. All right. I love
you too.
Play these Christmas themed voicemails a little late. Hey, real quick. You know, I have been recording the show, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do with some of the video clips of me talking about and featuring a video that is not safe for work, right? The, you know, clips that feature pussy and ass and dick and nuts and all that sort of good stuff. So I had the brilliant idea to post it on XTube, right? So now I have an account on XTube. It's Distorted View Show. If you want to check out some uncensored Distorted View stuff, you won't find it anywhere on distortedview.com or Super Freak Sideshow, just because it's very dirty stuff, so you have to find it yourself, I guess. My username is Distorted View Show on XTube. Who knows? Maybe one day you'll catch me, jerking off on cam.
Hey, Tim. This is Jack from Washington. Calling to confess.
Blowing my load on a picture of Cheryl Murkowski.
That your most recent Sucktastic Tuesday gave me a boner and kind of thought relating to.
I didn't want that to happen.
The last year, the one before that, with the gay dude trying to piss into the jar in front of all the people, or he'd get castrated, and I started laughing like crazy. It was funny.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
Hey, it's Dyson Member TA from Chicago.
It's really weird to have guys getting boners to, you know, your voice, basically.
Hey, it's Dyson Member TA from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
I just got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Okay, I was wondering. I was about ready to make fun of you, but then you said you were a sideshow member. I thought maybe you might be one of my first, you know, paying retarded
listeners. I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and my entire face is numb, so I thought I would call you because I sound like a retard.
Yeah, you do.
And I figured you,
you
needed to
certainly
hear
it. Do.
I'm going to do an impression that you will appreciate.
Please do the McDonald's audio.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Help you.
That's just how I talk now.
Yeah.
So I hope you.
That's how you know you're dealing with a retard, is they can't say the word help. It's always, help. No, help you.
This. And it really shows you.
Well, I hope your twofers are feeling better.
Hey, Tim, it's Paul from St. Paul.
Oh.
I wanted to let you know my gift to everybody at work this year was a Christmas mix on CD. And right in the center of it, I put your version of Oh Holy Night. And so far, the response has been really good on the mix.
Oh, really?
Everybody's kind of complaining.
I forgot that I did that. Did I feature it this year? Oh, Holy Night.
Thinking about that version of Oh Holy
Night. I had trouble finding some of my old Christmas clips this year.
But you can't buy good taste. You know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, just
send me a copy of my version of Oh Holy Night. I don't think I have a copy of that.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here.
Hi, Tone Deaf Sean.
This week's Sextastic Tuesday, it reminds me, you know that National Defense Bill that everybody's complaining about?
Yeah.
Well, I guess in it, there's a section that repeals the Military Code of Ethics part about sodomy, the prohibition of sodomy. Well, it also repeals the prohibition of bestiality. So now I'm a military guy. You know, I guess they are over there fighting for freedom. You know, freedom of fuck animals.
Yeah, goats
now,
and lambs and
murdering people. They can have some of that
camels and shit.
Camel pussy.
Yeah, camel. Exactly. All right, and finally today.
Hello, Tim. It's DB user Gacy from Toronto.
Hi, Gacy.
I'm here to advertise my new sexy blog.
Where's your partner, Cagney? Cagney and Gacy.
And then I masturbated.tumblr.com.
Wait a second.
Here to advertise my new sexy blog. And then I masturbated.tumblr.com.
And then I masturbated.tumblr.com. All right. What do you do on that website, sir?
Please follow as I guide you through my self-loathing masturbation adventures.
Hmm.
Follow the life and times of Sad Cock Manballs, a character I've created.
Hateful, depressed masturbation. The best kind, right?
Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
All right, well, thank you very much. Everyone check out his Tumblr blog there. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
MashaAllah, tabarakAllah.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to sign up for distortedview.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. All that good shit. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Pussy. Rape my boy pussy.